Welcome. Want to be wonderful to be together. Yes. Are you finding that the rule of Saint Benedict applies today? I'm amazed. All except for that one line about the don't sleep with your knives. We have a wonderful morning scheduled today. I want to just remind you to turn off your cell phones. This is a good time to turn off your cell phones so we don't have any unnecessary ringing. We have a lot of several announcements today. Somebody just described to me something called Clue, which I feel so bad I didn't know about. The Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice, and they're meeting Sunday at the Trinity Episcopal Church at 2:30, from 2:30 to 5. So if you know about this group, sounds like a wonderful event, you should be there Sunday, 2:30, Trinity Episcopal Church. I also want to wish Michael Dean happy birthday today. Maybe we can sing to you later. There are still books for sale. Do you want to talk about your book just a little bit? It's a life-changing book. I will just say that. I read it. It's just an astounding book. I hope you'll all get a chance to read it or borrow it or something. Okay, this morning I would like to take some time to be quiet. I think that's one of the hardest things for me, is to stop the chatter and to be quiet. And remember how much we focused on learning to go from our head to our heart. So I'm going to ask, what's her name, to come up here, and at least Christine to give us our beginning, and then it's going to be a shortened version because I really do want us to be quiet.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
We have a very special guest today, David Moore. We are very blessed to have him. David Moore is a very, very busy man. He's the pastor of two churches. And for any of us who have been involved in church work, that's very difficult. The Reverend David Moore is a human rights advocate. He's a university professor and author. He attributes his love for the world to seeing it through the lens camera of his father, who was a career Navy photographer. He said his mother was always the extrovert, and so the Navy family relationships that grew from this made David at home around many, many different people of many different backgrounds. He selected communications as his major at the University of California with the aspiration of working in television news. But while he was a sophomore at UC San Diego, he had another call, and that was to the calling to study biblical scholarship and teaching. Upon graduating from UC Santa Barbara, he interned at a local Church of God in Christ. He was the first youth minister and then was assistant pastor. At the age of 27, David was appointed by the late Bishop J.A. Blake to the church in Santa Barbara, which is now known as New Covenant Worship Center. After 10 years with this church, David was invited by the Southern California District of Four Square Churches to take the leadership of one of their churches in Oxnard. Not thinking it was God's plan that he should leave Santa Barbara, he offered to the minister in Oxnard only if he could stay with New Covenant Church in Santa Barbara. Thus, he ended up with two churches. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how you do it. So David has been assigned to the church in Oxnard, and he serves both churches. He earned his master's degree from St. Stephen's University in New Brunswick, Canada. He currently holds an appointment to adjunct faculty there, teaching ancient Mediterranean history. He earned his doctorate in theology at the University of South Africa. Two South African presidents, Nelson Mandela and Jacob Zuma, were also included among those who studied at his alma mater. It is also Desmond Tutu's alma mater, as many of you know. David is married to Diane, and they've been married for 41 years, and they have 5 adult children. So it is with great pleasure that we welcome you today, David, to be with us.